Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Danny Heap. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bob Baylor. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Oquendo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Lynch. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ed Lynch. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Brian Little. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bobby Ramos. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little takes first base on ball four. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a pop-up towards short. Oquendo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Dawson fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Dawson. Heap goes all the way around to score. Baylor moves to third. It's 1-0, Mets. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baylor tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-0, Mets. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty takes first base on ball 4. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cromarty moves to second. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers bunts towards third. Brooks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cromarty moves to third. Ramos moves to second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Raines for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Little hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Baylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Mets. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cromarty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Ramos and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. Baylor moves to third. Two outs. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0-for-1 in the game. Oquendo hits a line drive towards short. Spear reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ramos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spear moves to second. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Raines reaches third base with a triple. Spear scores. Ramos goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Expos. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Little hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Raines tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Expos. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lynch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-2 in the game. Wallach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Spear hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Spear reaches second base with a double. Wallach moves to third. Bobby Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Ramos is walked intentionally. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster strikes out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heap strikes out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Little hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lynch fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-3 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hodges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0-for-2 in the game. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mark Bradley pinch hits for Ed Lynch. Mark Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Doug Sisk now pitching. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisk fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wallach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Terry Francona now playing first base. Jim Wolford now playing right field. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brooks strikes out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heap hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Ramos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogers bunts in front of the plate. Hodges fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Raines for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Jose Oquendo. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Expos. Dave Kingman pinch hits for Doug Sisk. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 4, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.